You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And today I've got my good friend Joe Arco here. Now, Joe is kind of the renaissance guy in the industry. He's done a little bit of everything from being a successful facility owner, you know, a high profile media personality. He's created his own certification. He's developed and delivered a pretty high volume of business coaching, business education for fitness professionals wanting to earn more, build better businesses, and a host of other things that I probably couldn't even list out and still deliver a podcast in a timely fashion. So we'll let Joe kind of pull back the curtain on a little bit more of his backstory, because it's not only an interesting one, but it's a really cool journey to see, you know, where he's gone to where he is now and the kind of impact he's having and will be having moving forward. So with all that, welcome, Joe.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat. I really appreciate being on the show, and I'm looking forward to providing as much value as possible to anyone listening today.
So, man, Joe, give us kind of the condensed backstory there, how you got into the industry and where things kind of began for you, you know, in the whole kind of fitness realm here.
So I got started in high school. I was 6'3", 165 pounds. My nickname was Lanky. Was playing very high competitive hockey. I was drafted to the OHL, which is our provincial hockey league up here in Canada. And at the age of 18, being 6'3", 165 pounds was not conducive to playing hockey. So I was given the option of, you know, put on some size, gain some muscle, get bigger, or, you know, this is not going to be the route for you. And I became obsessed, like literally obsessed with training. And I mean, any 18-year-old at that time, when you want to get bigger, what do you do? Well, what did Arnold do? You know, you go pick up Flex magazine, and I started following routines of all these bodybuilders and got basically just entrenched with human kinetics in the body and how it worked. And I started working at a gym at a very young age. I was 19 years old, putting away weights from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. And I was just a gym rat, cleaning bathrooms, spotting people. And I just fell in love with fitness. You know, I did that for a little bit of time. And every time I got asked to be, you know, I'd ask to be a personal trainer to the manager, he'd laugh at me and say, no, not a chance. You have no qualifications. You got, you know, no experience doing this. And I just continued learning. I continued absorbing as much as I can. And I did this for about a year and a half. Went to university for human kinetics. And then I moved to Ottawa. And at that time, I got a job at a big box gym. And that's kind of where my personal training career started, was at a big box gym, and did that for probably about 3 years. You know, went from just a young personal trainer, within 2 years was managing a club, managing a team. And I fell in love with the business side of training along with the actual training side. Moved on to studios, had a, you know, renting out space at a studio, had a franchise that I owned for a short period of time, did not like the franchise route. And about 5 years ago, opened up my own personal training studio / you know, it was an 8,000 square foot performance center called EPC. Recently sold that last year, and now doing my certification courses and doing my consulting. And, you know, over the last 20 years, I've done everything from, I've been the strength coach for a national kickboxing team. I've worked with Boxing Ontario. I've worked with Olympic level, you know, athletes, to UFC athletes, to stay-at-home moms, business executives, and literally everything in between. And recently just really stepped away from training clients. And my major focus now is to make trainers as good as they can be in terms of development, and from assessing to correcting to training, and then teaching them how to run a successful business.
So let's talk a little bit about the certification first, and then we'll kind of get into more of this evolution, because I think when I first met you, that was one of the first things that I kind of learned about you, was that you were going around hosting, delivering these certifications, and just simply kind of immersing fitness professionals in some education that was going to help them be better at their craft. So how did that start? How has that evolved? I'd love to learn more.
So it started about 5 years ago. I was traveling around across Canada doing these mini courses, like how to do better assessments, how to do better consultations, things like that. So I basically had pieces of my course that I was going around training. Looking back, it was humorous, to be honest with you, like what I was doing and how I was actually outlining it. It was nothing to, you know, what it is today, but it really made me realize how many trainers at that time, you know, would get their certification, get on the gym floor, but really have no idea how to blueprint a client properly. And I saw a need. I'm like, you know, a lot of people are guessing. A lot of people are going, hey, you want weight loss? Here's a program. Hey, you want to get bigger? Here's a program, without truly identifying what that client can and can't do. And so I was actually in Edmonton, Calgary. This is about 5 years ago. And literally on a plane ride home, I had this idea of, well, what if I came up with this program where you can actually assess a client, create a blueprint, based on that blueprint, either A, outsource because it's out of your scope, or learn corrective modalities to help your client, and then use that blueprint to create the best customized program possible for that client. So I created kind of a philosophy of, you know, a client's program should be based off of their goals minus their capabilities, and then learning how to network with other professionals, whether it's chiros, physios, naturopaths, to get your client the best results possible. And that's how ATS was born.
So you went around and delivered a lot of this in a very hands-on environment. In fact, when I got to meet you in person, you were doing a lot of that at that point. And then now it's kind of evolved where you've got a team of people out there kind of sharing this, making other professionals better.
Well, for years, I mean, like for the last 3-4 years, it was me literally flying. I've done this in Australia, throughout the Straits, across Canada. And I'll be honest, like when I first started doing this, it was kind of cool and it's fun. Like, you know, when someone's willing to pay you to fly to Australia or fly to California or fly somewhere in the States, like, wow, this is awesome. To be honest, it got old pretty quickly, like getting on planes and having to be away from the family and away from my kids. And I thought, you know what? I got some great information and a lot of opportunities to teach this to a lot of people. I just can't be everywhere at one time. So, you know, in the fall of last year, I started putting together a master trainer's certification course and starting to look and handpick some people that could deliver this information for me. For a long time, I'll be honest with you, my ego really got in the way where I thought, hey, you know, this is my program. No one can teach it like I can teach it. And I need to be the one delivering this. And the ego kind of, you know, as I got a little older and realized, like, you know what, if I want to be really good at what I do, I need to be able to teach other people to do what I'm doing. And so, you know, recently, we brought in 7 people to train, and they're now becoming my master trainers to teach this course across Canada.
You know, I think there's a lot of kind of hidden gold in what you just said, because that's a challenge that I think that most fitness professionals run into at one point or another if they're really set on either scaling or creating some freedom and some leverage for themselves, is letting go of that whole mentality of, hey, I'm the only one that can do this particular thing, be it in your case, deliver a high level certification, or in their case, train clients with kind of whatever their magic methodology is. So how did you come up with a way to document this certification protocol in a way that would make you comfortable saying, hey, these people are going to go out here and be ambassadors for my certification, and I'm going to be proud of what they do, and I know they're going to be having good impact, and allow you to kind of let go a little bit of day-to-day delivery?
Well, I'm going to answer this in 2 parts, if you don't mind. The first part is when you talked about, you know, kind of letting go and being able to scale, you know, I read the E-Myth, about 6-7 years ago before I opened up my facility. And that was the first time that book was recommended to me by another entrepreneur. And it really hit home, you know, the kind of the evolution of an entrepreneur, and, you know, not just being a technician, but learning how to manage and eventually becoming an entrepreneur. And when I first opened up my facility, you know, this is going back 5 years. And at that time, I'm like, you know what, this is my gym and people are coming to see me. And it took me about a year and a half of doing everything, running the boot camps, running the classes, doing the hockey training, you know, from the books, all, everything. I read the book and I'm like, wow, I read it, but I really didn't listen and I didn't read it properly because I'm stuck being a technician. And as the years went on, I learned to be a much better manager and then eventually going into being more of an entrepreneur. And that worked really well for the gym. And I found myself stuck doing the exact same thing with the certification course going, wow, unless I'm teaching it, I can't make any money. You know, I'm a technician stuck in this business and that's not what I really want. So, you know, last year I kind of figured out like, how can I actually get other people doing this? And a lot of it was people who took my course. There was actually one gentleman who this time last year, it was actually May of last year, said, hey, you know what? I love this so much and I want to teach this one day. And I kind of laughed going, there's no way anyone's teaching my course. But he kind of planted that seed in my mind going, well, wait a second. And he took my course five times. Same course, five times. And every time I can see him picking stuff up, he eventually started helping me teach the course. I'm like, hey, you know what? If I'm really that good at teaching trainers, why can't I teach someone else to do what I'm doing? To me, that's the ultimate, like, you know, form of education is how do you get someone to do exactly what you do the way you want to do it? And I started putting together this program and I put together a 4-day course teaching the content, teaching the business side, teaching the delivery, how to speak to people, how to run a course properly the way I want to run it. And we held this course over the course of 4 days. It was interesting because it's like, it's interesting to see how people deliver your information. You know, and I've taught this course for 4 years and I can literally be half asleep. I can be drunk teaching the course and you won't even know because it's so automated now. It came down to now, how do you create a teaching package for your teachers? And it was a very interesting process. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of work over the next year to get these people where they want to be. But I do think that what we put together and packaged, you know, even like how to read the slides properly, how to convey a message, how to use different examples or stories or analogies to get my point across, and teaching them not just the content. I think content's very important, but what I love speaking. I love delivery. I love watching a great speaker like a Jim Rohn or a Les Brown, getting their point across is such an amazing way to have an impact on what they're saying and how they're saying it. So a lot of what I'm trying to do with these people now is also teaching the delivery of information, not just content, because I don't want someone standing in front of the class being monotone and here's an overhead squat. Here's what happens when the feet turns out. Here's what to fix. That's not what I'm looking for. I want to really create an experience that when people take my course, like, wow, that was a fun 2 days and I can't wait to do a level two or a level three or a level four, or really follow what these people have to say.
No, I think that's great. And I think the detail that you just talked about, I mean, ultimately, most anybody listening to this podcast is their first coach. So if you're a great coach, you're going to develop a great staff. I mean, one of the things that I talk to a lot of fitness professionals about, I'm like, okay, in football, there are position coaches. There are coordinators, and then we've got a head coach. Well, the head coach isn't going to be the position coach for every guy, and in many cases, their success is really limited or accelerated by how well they're developing those coordinators and those position coaches. So, man, that's awesome. Let's shift gears for a minute here and talk a bit about where you've kind of gone from being an entrepreneur, a business owner, kind of that journey to now you're helping other business owners and other fitness professionals create better careers, create better businesses. Let's discuss that a bit.
Where do you want to start? So, it's a very interesting journey.
So you've approached this in a little bit of a different way. I mean, I know you do a lot of work with World's Gym. You've helped a lot of people kind of in a club environment, not just standalone brick and mortar businesses. So, I mean, I think we all know that, man, everybody benefits from coaching and everybody needs some help. So how did you kind of get started in sharing what you had learned and helping people get better on the business side?
So I think that this is going back about 3 years now when I was with the Elite Performance Center, so the facility that I had, as it was growing, and I mean, that facility itself went through some tremendous turmoil from, you know, I was frauded, one of the, I guess you can say, partners that I brought on board, massive fraud, a lot of issues that I had to deal with, came out on top, was able to keep the company, continue to grow it. I mean, it was just a lot of lessons. Like you want to talk about just kind of being in the trenches. And when I first opened that facility, like, I've had a lot of experience running facilities. I mean, I personally speaking, if anyone ever wants to own their own facility, do me a favor, work for a big box gym and learn everything you can about sales, networking, getting people through your doors. Work at a studio, pay some rent, and see if you can actually blow that place out of the water with how good you are, and then get into a studio. You know, and the lessons that you can learn on someone else's dime is so invaluable. You know, and I think a lot of people kind of confuse, like, well, I'm just a good trainer, so I'm going to go off on my own and everyone's going to follow me and I'm going to run a great business. And they realize, like, wow, I never actually learned how to run a business. I'm just good at being a good trainer. So, you know, we're talking about 15 years of a lot of experience running big box gyms, working at studios, having a franchise, understanding the numbers, understanding the business side, how to attract clients, sell clients, nurture them, duplicate them, retain them. Spent a lot of time working on that. And I think as people saw what I was doing at the facility and how well it was doing and the marketing approach that I took and how I was able to kind of be very different, you know, kind of be that Seth Godin purple cow of fitness studios, people started inquiring and people started asking. People were coming to the facility and copying what I was doing or opening up similar facilities. And people were taking notice that, hey, you know what, this is a pretty cool business, and asking me, like, you know, how are you doing this or how are you doing that? And that kind of got my bug of, you know, I kind of like helping businesses now. It's I spent so much time and so many years helping people get in shape that it kind of shifted. And around the same time I was launching ATS, it kind of shifted my thinking now to, I really like helping businesses. I like helping fitness professionals learn to make money. I'll be very honest, like the first 15 years of this industry, I absolutely hated from a finance perspective. I was that struggling trainer, always kind of making ends meet and you know, working those hours you don't want to work. And suddenly it's like, wait a second, like I kind of figured out a much better formula of doing this. And a couple of last, you know, these last few years have been an absolute dream come true in terms of what I'm able to do and the financial success that's come with it. And I want to share that with as many people as possible, because let's face it, a lot of people get into this industry in terms of, you know, the fitness industry because they love training people. They go to every workshop and seminar and they learn everything they can about nutrition and diet and training and cardio and their kettlebell certifications and TRX certifications and, you know, one certification after another to get their clients in better shape and get better results. But they don't put a lot of emphasis on how to actually run a business. They don't know their numbers. They don't understand marketing. They don't understand so many valuable assets to run a successful personal training business. And I see so many good trainers leaving the industry because they really don't know what to do. So it's been, I mean, I take so much pleasure and so much pride now. It's almost like taking a client and watching them lose 100 pounds. I take my clients now, which are fitness professionals, and watch them make an income, watch them increase, you know, their revenue by $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. They're like, holy shit, I love doing what I'm doing now. To me, it's given me so much joy and so much passion. It's honestly better than what I feel now, is way better than what I used to feel training clients and getting them great results.
So let's put your coaching hat on for a little bit longer here. Knowing you've already shared, you know, a few great takeaways that are actionable, like, you know, hey, go learn on somebody else's dime, for example. Like, if you were to offer 2-3 bits of advice for the kind of, I guess, intermediate fitness business owner, so not necessarily a startup or anything like that, but somebody who's kind of in business, maybe kind of stuck, feeling like they're just kind of doing the same thing over and over and over and not making a lot of progress. And, you know, I mean, what kind of advice can you offer to them to kind of move forward and, I guess, in the terms that I use, build their ideal business?
So the first thing, I kind of have like a flow that I go through with people. And the first thing I kind of work with people as number one is, what is your target? So what exactly are you trying to hit? Because a lot of people just spin their wheels going, I want more clients, or I need to work more hours, or I need to make $10,000 a month. I'm like, great, well, specifically, what is the target that you want to reach? So is it increasing services? Is it increasing clients? Is it a certain number that you want to do? I need to know those first. So something like using goals. I like using targets that's very specific. There's that big red target in front of me and I'm aiming towards that. So pick one or two major targets that you want to hit. Be very specific. Then I work backwards. So I'll give you an example. You know, my target is to increase my revenue by $5,000 per month or $10,000 per month. Great. That's a target we can work with and we can just work backwards. So if you're running a personal training facility and you want to make an extra $10,000 a month, can you actually do that? Do you have the time available? Do you have the staff available? And a lot of people don't even realize what it takes to increase their revenue. So once I got the target in place, the second thing I look at before anything else, which I think a lot of people actually don't do enough of, is do you actually have the mindset to reach that target? So do you actually have the money mindset? Do you actually have the confidence mindset? Do you actually have the mindset for success? Because I see a lot of people who, you know, they create this target, but then they have a lot of limiting beliefs. They sabotage themselves. They really don't understand that the mindset they have right now is limiting them from actually getting to where they want to be. I put a lot of emphasis on creating the mindset to make sure that you are actually going to accept and are willing to receive some of the success that you're going to take in. So to me, that's a big, big, big one that a lot of people aren't covering a lot of. And then the third thing is the simple tools of attracting new business. I'm big on old school marketing. I'm big on, you know, if you want to increase your clients very quickly, walk around your community. So, I mean, here's a situation where I had one client just last week. She's like, you know, I need to double my clientele and I don't know how. So I'm going to start doing a webinar and I'm starting these Facebook lives and I'm starting to do this, this, and this. I'm like, hold on a second. I'm like, if I were to walk in your community right now, and if I were to take a 3 kilometer radius, would everyone know who you are? She's like, no. Well, then why the hell do you care about a webinar or a Facebook live and people from all over the place are seeing you, but they're not your ideal client? So how do you get to know every single person in your community? How do you network with them? Do a lunch and learn. How do you become the go-to expert in your field that anytime someone within a 5 kilometer or 3 kilometer radius of where you work is even thinking about getting in shape, they're thinking of you first. So, I mean, three things is what's your target? Do you have the mindset to actually achieve that? And honestly, it's so simple. Network as easily as possible with every single person you know in a very small radius. Get to be that go-to person in your community. And I think networking for a lot of people now is challenging. And one thing that I see more so now than when I got started in the industry, like I got started 20 years ago, I had a pager. Like, it's actually embarrassing to say I had a pager. You know, there was no internet websites. There was no Facebook, Instagram. You got to know people. You know, you actually got to know people and network with people and communicate. And I think communication right now is such a hard thing for people to grasp and understand. So many people are uncomfortable walking into a business and saying, hey, my name is Joe. I'd love to talk to you about the service that I have going on down the street. Who's the best person to talk to? And actually forming a conversation, talking to people what you do, and putting yourself on a pedestal saying, you know what, I'm awesome at what I do and I want to help you and as many people as possible get you the best results. So anyone looking to increase their business right now, be very specific as to where you want that. And before you go crazy on opt-ins and sales pages and, you know, all these other forms of, you know, spending 25 minutes a day filtering your posts to make them look really sexy and awesome, go out, meet 50 people a month. Go out and meet 50 people or 100 people in your area in a very short amount of time. Connect with them. Send them a thank you letter. Send them an email. Give them a free gift, whatever, a free session. Your business should double within 30 days just by pounding the pavement, putting in some dues, and getting out and meeting people.
Man, I love that. I've talked to a number of my clients lately about the kind of old school, the grassroots type stuff. I said, you know what? It probably works better now than it worked 15, 20 years ago because there are so few people doing it. So
what I like the most is that I don't care what Mark Zuckerberg does with algorithms. You can't change the algorithms of me communicating and networking with people. You know, you can't change me getting on the phone and having a conversation. You can't change the effects. I think what you just said really hammers in. It's like, the old has become so obscure that it's new again. No one's doing the old stuff. No one's sending out a letter. No one's sending out a thank you card. No one is showing up with a coffee saying, hey, I stopped by last week. I wanted to hand you a, you know, just bring you a coffee and hand you this little business card saying, come in for a free assessment for a workout. I'd love to have you come check out the facility. No one's doing that. And it's so simple to do, but like, you know, one of my favorite Jim Rohn quotes is, it's so simple to do, but it's also simple not to do. And people are so much more comfortable hiding behind their computer, hiding behind their posts and their filters and stuff like that. But everyone's doing it. So if you can actually just get out and be the go-to person in your community, you won't have to work that hard once you lay that foundation to get clients. Then it's a matter of nurturing them, retaining them, and duplicating them.
Very cool. So as we wrap this up, I know that what you shared has been really valuable for the listener. So how can they learn more about you? How can they follow up with you? Where can they find you?
Very simple. You can find me at joearko.com, joearko.com. That's my main hub. So any other projects that I'm working on or any other websites can be found right on there.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we will certainly have that in the show notes for everybody listening in. And Joe, it's always a pleasure. I mean, getting to dig into a little bit of your backstory here, getting to spend some time, just having you share your philosophy, your journey. This has been awesome. And I encourage all the listeners to go learn more and seek out more of what Joe offers as a valuable way to move forward in your career. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much, Pat, for having me on the show. Always a great, great time having to chat with you and picking your brain as well. And I appreciate you having me.
Awesome. And thank you guys for listening in to this episode of the Ideal Business Show.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.